This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here's what I tell everyone.
You know the answer? You got the shot, okay.
I was born by God's dear grace.
That's a check. Yep.
In an extraordinary place.
Yep, that one too. Yep.
With the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Would that be the U.S. of A, Kev? Yep.
Or you could go where the kneelers and the whiners.
Yeah. How about this Morehead City Council person that can't quite bring herself to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? Have you seen this?
Why?
No, I said City Council, School Board.
School Board, why?
School Board.
Why aren't you standing?
I don't know.
That's what I want
to
know.
We're efforting an interview to try to find out, but this has been going on for a long time. Nobody says anything. Now other school board members are defending it. But yeah, I think she needs a lawyer and tip in her life, too. I don't know, call me crazy. Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind. We're pleased to be joined this hour by Dr. Mike LeBeau, Chief Administrative Officer, incoming in a new position with Sanford Health. We'll be leaving the president position of the Bismarck West Division, or the West Division from Bismarck, I guess, of Sanford Health. And just to get the very latest on the COVID numbers and the efforts that are underway in dealing with the variant and the questions related to an employee mandate. With some exemptions as well. A lot of questions we get on all of these fronts, so we ask Dr. Mike LeBeau to come back and join us. If you have a question or comment, text it in, 701-237-1590. Call us, 701-258-0550. He'll be here for a better part of the hour today. Tomorrow on the program, Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Governor Doug Burgum is going to join us at the beginning of the show tomorrow, so any questions you have for him, get those in today. Also, Thursday, Dr. Scott Jensen will join us. He's a candidate for governor in Minnesota, also been a warrior on the COVID front in a very, very challenging state for that in Minnesota. And Friday, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem for the Talk Radio Town Hall. Senator Kramer's been doing the in-state work period the month of September, which takes him away from the Talk Radio Town Hall, but on a number of armed services missions to different bases, so unable to join us on Fridays on the program. Kristi Noem will take the Talk Radio Town Hall spot Friday on What's on Your Mind. Let's welcome to the program Dr. Mike LeBeau back with us. Mike, Newtown, North Dakota native and a doc. I know families that have had patients with Mike who rave about the fact that he has done life-saving work for their family. And in addition to that, now leading, obviously, the team of Sanford West and soon in top position as Chief Administrative Officer of Sanford Health system-wide. Mike, nice to have you back. Congrats on the new post, by the way. Mike, can you hear me? We are working on our feed.
How about now?
Mike, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
There we go.
Now,
all right.
Yes.
Well, I end on that one, sorry.
Glad to have you back here. We actually have a stream of our broadcast up, as folks know now, at frankspeech.com and our social media sites as well for KFIRE, AM 1100, The Flag, East and West, and KLTC. So you can watch along if you prefer or listen on the radio, whatever works. Anyway, congrats on the new post, Mike.
Hey, thanks, Scott. I appreciate it. Should be a good journey.
When do you begin the new position?
Officially around the first of the year. We'll kind of spend the rest of the year just kind of arranging things. Obviously, with Dr. Schaefer stepping in here, we want him to hit the ground running and, you know, continue to work with our team here locally. So, you know, it'll be the next few months we'll start doing some transition work.
All right. Well, we are looking forward to having you in a new position at Sanford Health, and I'm sure nobody in the the Sanford system in Bismarck or all the outposts west are all that thrilled about it, but I know you've got a good successor there as well. So we wish you well in that post. Let's talk a little bit about the current state we're at with the COVID variant. Last time we talked, you made it pretty clear that this is something to be cautious of, concerns that it was filling pediatric units along the southern states, as well as your belief that the vaccine was your safest defense against it. What is new? What do we know now as we look at the landscape today?
It's definitely here. If you look across the state, our numbers have gone up dramatically. So example is we have about 75 patients in the hospital right now as Sanford Enterprise. We have just between 20 and 25 currently here in Bismarck. So the numbers have gone up. It was just weeks ago that we were at zero here in Bismarck. And so we've made our transition plans. We actually have kind of our third level of planning in place where we can accept up to 30 COVID patients before we have to continue to shut down other units. And so, I think it's a tough thing to talk about. It's a tough thing for us all to realize. But, COVID is still with us. And, we're still strongly recommending people get out and get vaccinated. Right now is our chance to keep numbers from, going up dramatically.
Would you benchmark that in the patient categories from the high watermark of last year? As you said, the numbers kept coming down to the point where we had no one in the hospital. Now it's creeping back up, but we're far below some of the real pain points the last go around. Correct?
Correct. So in Bismarck, we got to about 50 patients, just shy of 50 patients at our peak last year. So we're about halfway there today. And so, the numbers are still not where they were. We expect, we work with the state, work with other healthcare systems, and then with our modeling, we expect that, we'll get to anywhere between 50 and 60 patients sometime in the next 4 to 8 weeks, depending on a few variables. And so we expect numbers to continue to rise here for the foreseeable future.
So within the next month to 2 months, you're going to be back at the high water mark from last go around. What do you see being different this time versus last time? What mistakes do we not want to repeat? And in what ways will we have learned some lessons from last go around that will make this more manageable?
Yeah, I think operations is in a better spot this time. I think we understand the disease much better. Our outpatient therapies keep hospital rates down some. We think that if we can decrease the length of stay in hospitals with outpatient therapies. The tough part for me this time is this is preventable. We're sitting at about 90% of all admissions are unvaccinated. About 98% of all deaths are unvaccinated. And so this has really changed to a disease of the unvaccinated. I know that there's a lot of political charge in that statement, but it's one that just the data is the data. And if you look at what we can do to continue to live as normal as possible and continue to leave everything on, we're just begging people to get vaccinated and to, take care of themselves through this.
And if they're not, do we know more about the therapies now? We've heard, I saw a recent study at Yale. Some of the things were widely poo-pooed, ivermectin and some others previously that, pretty credible studies saying we shouldn't have poo-pooed these. These do work, and I know a lot happened fast last go-round. Do we have a better arsenal of therapies now when someone hasn't been vaccinated but gets COVID?
I still think that the antibody therapy treatment is, been shown to be very beneficial. We actually have some, almost preventative now when people first get, diagnosed with the disease. We don't wait until they get sick. We actually, I think we're doing 13 infusion therapies today. For example, that's a pretty high number. Remdesivir is also something that we continue to use and shows, pretty good promise against the disease. And so we're much more aggressive in that early therapy. We don't wait until people get sick. I think that's definitely a lesson learned. And then we continue to move folks. I think we're better at discharging COVID patients. We have a much better plan and a much more robust outpatient therapy for home monitoring with oxygen, let people be at home and be moving around. And so we have a lot of lessons learned from before. Mortality rate is much better. That's very reassuring to us. And so, you know, it's something that, you know, we want to make sure that we can keep that mortality rate down, or in other words, you know, keeping people from dying from the disease.
Yeah, alarming numbers earlier when you're saying 90% of the cases this go around are among folks that have not had the vaccine, and 98% of the deaths. You know, obviously the hope is of the 90 and of the 98 that there isn't anywhere near the mortality rate there was last time. And, you know, obviously, as you're saying, the data is doing it. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the reactions to the vaccine, because obviously more people are getting it. We have more data in that regard. You previously said, I think the number was 3 in 1,000, if I remember correctly, that we're getting a reaction beyond like a headache or a sore arm that were of concern. I'm curious if those numbers have changed at all. More with our guest, Dr. Mike LeBeau from Sanford Health, on What's on Your Mind today. Questions or comments, welcome. We'll talk about the employee mandate as well that has pretty much been widely adopted by healthcare across the region now, too, coming up, so don't go away. Let me introduce you to a couple of folks that can tell you more about the opportunities they have at ABC Seamless, where they are offering a $5,000 signing bonus. Scott Mullenkamp is the Chief Marketing Officer. Tell me a little bit about Scott. When somebody walks in, you determine their skill set, as you said, simple as being able to read a measuring tape and throw a hammer. That's where you start. What are you going to make at that entry-level position?
Entry-level position right now, we're close to $25 an hour.
Folks, you get the $5,000 signing bonus. You get the starting pay at $20-some bucks an hour and get into those steps. That motivates me to say, I want to make 30, I want to make 25.
Our production teams are the best in the industry. There is nobody, and I mean nobody, that can make your house go from what it is to mind-blowing in our time frame. We show up on a Monday. We're there every day until the project's done.
What I need to do today to find out more about these opportunities?
Today, my personal cell phone, so I could use that one, but 701-293-5952. That number again, 701-293-5952. You can call, or if you prefer, text.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
And Sons, one of our fine sponsors here on What's on Your Mind. They've been doing what they've been doing. Way back to the Little Plumber in 1908, but heating, air conditioning, now mechanical contractor services. Yes, they started in Bismarck. That is their long-standing home, but now they're all across North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. And they're the pros when it comes to indoor air quality products. They have a menu of products whether it's industrial, commercial locations, whether it's in your home. And there's a lot of components to mechanical systems done by many manufacturers that can give you better indoor air quality. And long-term care facilities are my favorite example of this now, because through a grant from CARES Act dollars, every long-term care entity received the quality product from H.A. Thompson Sons that can allow many to say, we've gone COVID-free. Businesses that have gone COVID-free. No contract tracing back to, it's another tool in the toolbox. Nothing's completely bulletproof, but boy, oh boy, air quality, huge, huge help. I mean, they have all kinds of air cleaners that target harmful bacteria, viruses, mold in the air. Saves you money by extending the life of your equipment. You know, get rid of humidity, add humidity to the air, automated control systems that control all of it. Find out more at hatandsons.com. More with Dr. Mike LeBeau from Sanford Health today on the Talk Radio Town Hall related to the Delta variant, I guess, and other Greek alphabet, Lama, and others that could be coming our way, and what we're seeing from that. Already in North Dakota, about half the high water mark as previously was there for COVID cases currently hospitalized. So we're talking about the differences with Dr. LeBeau. Before the break, I just asked about the, you know, you give us an alarming number that 90% of the people that are hospitalized did not have the vaccine, and 98% of the deaths right now are in individuals that didn't have the vaccine. Are the deaths down? What do we know about the mortality rate from the variant? Help us there, Mike.
Mortality rate is definitely better. I think it's one of the more silver lining things that we have. I think it's a natural evolution of any virus. Viruses continue to mutate and continue to, so we get these variants, these mutations. A virus tends to be a little bit more transmissible or easier to spread as it gets, you know, older, and it tries not to kill its host, believe it or not. It's actually, we don't, if it kills a host, it's the end for the virus. And so it really tries to become less virulent or, you know, deadly as well. And we see that right now, although we're still having multiple deaths, you know, multiple deaths every day here in North Dakota. So it's still something we want to keep our eye on and be ready for.
Our texter says, Scott, you've said before with the data from Dr. LeBeau that the virus has a 65% effectiveness against the Delta variant. Why don't we talk about staying healthy and eating right and not deal with ways for people to pay more dollars to healthcare entities? I would imagine that's just always baked into the cake as far as advice doctor to patient. Anything we can know there as far as just you know, zinc or vitamin D or any of those other ways to stay healthier through this, Mike?
Yeah, I appreciate that. And that really should be our message every day in healthcare. You know, we encourage everybody to take care of themselves, you know, whether it's sleeping well, eating well, you know, daily exercise. You know, vitamin D is sure not going to hurt us. There's some proof that it might be beneficial. It's something that, you know, within reason to, you know, the right amount of vitamin D, I think, is something that we do. So we should all be taking good care of ourselves, and, you know, it's good not just for COVID, but for everything that we have.
Another texter says, this disease is of the non-immune, not the unvaccinated. Those with natural immunity have protection, just like from the vaccine. There's a difference, and it always seems to get ignored. What would you say to that?
Yeah, Mike, fair question, and it's one that, you know, it's a little bit unknown. If you look at antibodies from a vaccination, we get significantly increased number of antibodies or a higher immune response against against the virus after a vaccination. There's obviously some immunity we get after infection, but we see that waning. And so if you look now, you know, natural immunity, as we continue to lose immunity with our vaccine, we also lose, you know, natural immunity. And so I think there is something to be said, but it's still better to be vaccinated.
Question related to the employee mandate that Sanford announced some time ago. You've been on the program talking about it and talking about the exemptions for it. One listener here says, my mother used the religious exemption request and was ready to leave because of her religious beliefs related to the vaccine, but the hospital accepted the religious exemption and offered her a raise. Exemptions don't get talked about much, but that is the fine print. How are you finding the discussions with your staff, with employees of Sanford Health related to the health and religious exemptions and just this process overall, Mike?
Yeah, we've had a decent number. I think anytime you do any mandates, vaccines, I think it's incumbent upon us to have the opportunity for people to be able to speak up. There's some people medically that just cannot get a vaccine, and, you know, that's right. And same thing with, you know, religious. And so as we look at, you know, the waivers that people have, it goes through our human resources and they're looked upon individually. And, you know, from my chair, it's something we honor. If you have a good reason, and if it's, you know, whether it's through employee health or our human resources, we honor that without any question.
And the deadline is November 1st. The Pfizer product received FDA approval. Does that factor in at all? Does that, in other words, now that it's FDA approved, is that some of the reason you were getting objections, or are most of the objections health or religious and separate from the FDA approval?
I think that, you know, people have great concern. And so as we have this conversation, we want to give grace to those that are, you know, on the fence about the vaccine. And, you know, it's not us against them. It really is continuing to have conversations. There was a large number of people that had concerns about not having FDA full approval. We're very optimistic that with full approval that it's going to move a decent number of our folks that have been nervous to get the vaccine. You know, we felt very good about the emergency use authorization. It's a stringent process that it went through, and it looks okay that, you know, if you look, there's about 350 million doses given across the country. And so at that number of doses, if there was anything that was, you know, consistent, it would have definitely showed up. And so the fact that we haven't seen any huge increased numbers of adverse events, you know, is very reassuring for the vaccine.
What is the current number, by the way, in a reaction to the vaccine in the Sanford system?
Yeah, we're still about 3 in 1,000. Now, you got to keep in mind, you know, that's adverse events. That's people that have a significant enough event that they would require medical treatment. You know, we have a decent number of folks that, you know, have viral-like syndrome the day after, 2 days after, whether it's a sore arm, whether it's feeling feverish, tired, whether it's, you know, not feeling well enough. It's something that, you know, we get some of those, but those are not the true adverse events. We're still at adverse event rate of about 3 in 1,000.
Interesting. All right, sharp break, back with our final segment of Dr. Mike Laveau. Bob in Valley City with a question. We'll get to that. We have some text questions as well. 237-1590 for those. 237-1590. We'll continue with Dr. Mike Laveau, Sanford Health, after this.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As President Biden's Afghanistan withdrawal actions have led to the current crisis in Afghanistan, President Biden is attempting to fix things. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is telling Biden to extend the Kabul airlift operation beyond August 31st. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said Biden still believes all Americans can be evacuated before August 31st. The Caldor wildfire in California that forced thousands of people to evacuate their homes and devastated Grizzly Flats, California last week was approaching the Lake Tahoe Basin Monday. The region is home to tens of thousands of people. Eric Schwab, a Cal Fire section chief, said Monday that limiting the fire's eastern spread towards Tahoe is a priority. With disgraced Democrat Governor of New York Andrew Cuomo officially out after sexual misconduct was discovered by the state's attorney general, the former number two, Kathy Hochul, is now the governor of the state to the end of Cuomo's term. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Sunday Mind brought to you by PetroServe USA all month long. Fresh baked cookies, 3 for $2. Salted nut rolls, 2 for $1.50. Buy one, get one Old Dutch family pack chips. My favorite, a liter of Ice Mountain water, 69 cents. A liter. That's a good healthy way to go right there. And also, of course, great lunch specials. Home cook and grab and go convenience, PetroServe USA. More of our conversation with Dr. Mike LeBeau from Sanford Health today on the program. We've talked in the past, Mike, about your concern of overreaction from the standpoint of, the best way to say it is shutting down the economy and then really doing more long-term damage. Do you think that we're in a position to avoid those reactions by schools, businesses, government going forward, knowing what we now know about this disease?
Yeah, I do, and I think that's been kind of the crux of what we've been saying for a long time, is this is a disease that's been around now for well over a year. We expect it to persist most of the winter, and so it really is important that we learn to live with this disease. And so continuing to take good care of ourselves, like our first caller talks about, said vaccine is by far and away the best tool we have to get things as normal as possible. When we can't social distance and we're in high-risk settings, we're going to recommend masks. You know, kids 12 and under can't be vaccinated. It probably is not unreasonable to give them the option to take care of themselves and put masks on. But if we continue to do that stuff and we continue to take care of this, I think it's important for us to figure out a way to, you know, let's live life as normal as possible. I'm worried about our kids. This will be the third school year in a row affected now, and let's get them as normal, high school career as they can get. So I think it's important for us to continue to think about these things as we're making recommendations moving forward.
Should the dialogue related to a decision on the vaccine, given your data earlier of 90% of the hospitalizations are in the unvaccinated, 98% of the deaths are in the unvaccinated, should that be our focus rather than these fights over masks? It seems to me that the masks sort of replace the debate over the vaccine.
I think we have, masks are still a tool in our arsenal. They're obviously not ideal and they're not perfect, but it's something that, we would consider. But if we just think about how we get through this, I would do everything. I mean, all my conversations would be about that vaccine. If we could figure out a way to get to that herd immunity with vaccines, we decrease spread and we'd make, what we like to do and the freedoms that we have and expect, it's, you know, it may come much easier to get back to.
Get a couple calls in and some texts, too, for Dr. Mike LeBeau. Let's go Glenn Fargo for Dr. LeBeau. Your question, please.
Well, the current VAERS website, which is the government's website for vaccine adverse reactions, lists over 13,000 deaths due to the vaccines. It lists over 500,000 adverse reactions. And then along with that, countries like Gibraltar that have had 100% of their population vaccinated currently have the highest rate of positive cases for the Delta variant, along with Israel is experiencing the same things. And the vaccines are proving in Israel less than 48% effective, and your current immune system does much better than that. So I'd like you to answer those questions, please.
Yeah, I really appreciate that question. And so it really is waning immunity with the vaccine. And so it's not a coincidence that we're talking about a booster shot. So currently, anybody immunocompromised, you know, can come in and get a booster shot. So whether that's somebody with a transplant on medications to decrease immune response, whether it's cancer treatment, those folks already qualify for a third. You know, we expect that by next month that we're going to recommend a third dose of Pfizer if it's been 8 months. I think that Israel numbers are very clear that the effectiveness of the vaccine now is, you know, just under 50%. And so it's something that I think we're going to have to figure out what to do. And so, you know, we see the same thing. If you've had the infection, you have some response to it, but that also fades over time. And so, you know, a lot more to come. I think it's a very fair question, and it's one as we think about going forward. I still stand by. It's by far and away our best weapon against COVID, and it's something that I hope that we can get to, you know, as a society. If you look at, you know, number of deaths, number of things, everything that we have, you know, whether it's from the Department of Health, you know, numbers still show, you know, it's probably as safe as any vaccine that we've rolled out. And, you know, you're going to get, if you're one of the unlucky ones that have an adverse event, you know, it's unfortunate. But as a society, the safety of the vaccine is still dramatically better than the safety of the disease.
And he's using the numbers, obviously, probably the same numbers you are, if you take total how many people have been vaccinated, to say, again, the Sanford system is 3 in 1,000 of a severe reaction beyond a headache or sore arm. Does that track with his numbers on the amount of deaths of the severe reactions, do you believe, then, if you take the nation?
I think the deaths are a little high, adverse events. You know, there's 350 million doses across the country, and so when you start to put it into perspective, I mean, it's not zero people that are affected by the vaccine or that are damaged by the vaccine. And so I think it's important that we say that to folks. And so when we line up and we all take this, I mean, there are going to be people that have some events. And so I think that's an important thing that we have to speak to in full transparency.
And as you're having a doctor-patient conversation about your best way to fight it, what about Glenn's point that your immune system has a better chance than, you know, taking a vaccine to be your defense against it? What would you say there?
Well, I think if you've had COVID, you definitely have some innate response and you have some protection against it. It's also going to wane over time, and you won't have nearly the antibodies. And so if you look at number of hospitalizations with people previous, you know, these breakthrough infections, whether it's that you had the disease or you had the vaccine, are going to go up. And we would expect that they're continue to go up over time if we don't figure out what we're going to do with, you know, third shots. And so we know that there's a better immune response with the vaccine, although you get some after infection. And so, you know, we still say by far and away the best tool that we have is the vaccine.
All right, Fred and Wayne, question for Mike LeBeau. What's your question, sir? Take it away.
Yes, thank you, Scott. Mr. LeBeau, okay, you just said that 6,000 people died from this vaccine. This other guy said it was, and you didn't dispute it. You said 500,000 people have been injured by this vaccine. That makes it the most deadly and the most bad vaccine ever made. Now, I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but you would call me one. And you want to put me out of work if I won't take it. And we're supposed to believe that you care?
All right, let's let Mike answer that.
All right, you know, that's, I think, something that we've been talking through. So if you look on the government websites, I mean, there are folks that are damaged by the vaccine, no question. But as far as safety of this vaccine, it's as safe as anything that we've rolled out. The mRNA technology has been around for a decade plus, and we're just kind of understanding it. A lot of our new treatments are based on this. And so it really, I think, you know, we can dispute the numbers, but they're on the Department of Health. And if you look, the safety of that vaccine is very good. As far as being able to work, that's really a different conversation, and it's one that, you know, I respect our healthcare workers. They've been at the front line and at risk, but I stand by healthcare systems have to lead with safety and quality. When people come into a hospital, they have to have the understanding we're going to do everything in our power to keep them safe. We know that this is a tool that hospitals can put in place that decrease the amount of harm that we will cause. And if you look, we've had multiple episodes across our country where unvaccinated employees have brought COVID into facilities, whether it's nursing home facilities or hospitals, and spread it. And so as a healthcare provider, I think it's incumbent upon us to lead with safety. And in order to do that, you have to be willing to make hard decisions, including making sure that everybody's vaccinated if they're going to take care of your loved one.
I've heard a lot of questions from Fred and others related to natural immunity. Someone that's had the COVID and now has natural immunity to it, whereas the vaccine is providing that same immunity. Is that taken into consideration? How are you dealing with individuals in the system, employees that have the natural antibodies?
Yeah, so we've just made the decision that, you know, everybody has to be vaccinated to work here. So as of November 1st, everybody has to be vaccinated. We know that that's the best tool. It gives us the most likelihood of avoiding, you know, hospital-acquired or hospital-transmitted disease. And so, you know, it's something that, you know, we've kicked around the idea, but we really stand with it's the best tool we have to protect those that come in to receive care with us.
And if someone has had COVID before, what are you seeing in the data there? You talked earlier about the unvaccinated being 90% of the hospitalizations, 98% of the deaths. Someone that's had COVID, is the reoccurrence number higher than we'd like right now of another wave of COVID, getting it again?
Yeah, it's like everything, right? So it continues to go up. It's the same thing. You know, if you look at the Israel studies, you know, you probably have less likelihood of getting COVID for the first 30 days after infection, and then the risk of it, you know, continues to go up as our natural immunity continues to decrease.
All right. We are out of time for today's segment, but, Mike, I must say that I think you've done a very good job of just answering these questions one by one, and sadly, if these questions get asked on Facebook or Twitter, these people are, you know, shouted down and shamed and everything else, and what I appreciate about you and this conversation we've had over these last year or so is a respectful dialogue, and I really think that helps people understand so they can make a decision for themselves one-on-one with their doctor and understand where Sanford Health and healthcare are coming from. So thank you for this.
I appreciate your time, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Yours as well. We'll have Mike back and continue this conversation. I can't stress enough how important it is for people to retain their health freedom and make these decisions informed with facts they trust from doctors they trust. Very important. More after this.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives the guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug-and-play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auctioneers, hosting these farm, retirement, and estate auctions in Bismarck, Bowman, Norwich, Regent, Kenmare, and Turtle Lake, North Dakota, Glendon, Minnesota, Sioux Falls, and Worthing, South Dakota, and Baker, Montana. Featuring reputable and well-maintained farm equipment, construction equipment, trucks, trailers, skid steers, loaders, vehicles, and more. Also, advertising deadlines are approaching on Piper's regional equipment auctions in Bowman, Steele, and Sioux Falls. Contact Piper's Auctioneers for more information. Full inventory and equipment details are always available at pipers.com.
Emily Bivens is the executive director of the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. Tell me your thoughts on ethanol and what impact that has had on your community there.
Midwest Ag Energy is locally here over at Spiritwood, North Dakota, which is really close to Jamestown. So Midwest Ag Energy and the entire ethanol industry in our region really help us create a prosperous business environment, and that is what helps our members grow and succeed. They produce 75 million gallons of ethanol here locally and process about 25 million bushels of corn here per year, and they directly employ almost 2,000 jobs here in our area. So their impact on our economy and our workforce environment is great. They help us create this prosperous business environment, which is what the chamber is all about, and they're very active in our chamber. They're very good chamber members, very good community members, and we're lucky to have them be a part of the Jamestown area.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC, going the extra mile for over 20 years to keep you satisfied. For example, the free lifetime powertrain warranty in most vehicles, new Buicks, new GMCs, and just about all the late model used vehicles. Oh, if you're an F-150 fan. I know they have at least four of them there. They probably have more. This is four that I know about. I could dig in further, but so can you. Shop, click, drive at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
All right, we have some phone time till the end of the hour. A lot of texts have not gotten to, some calls as well, so let's just finish out with your comments here. Do appreciate Dr. Mike LeBeau. And by the way, I appreciate the fact that this conversation is happening. We, the people, need to take back control of this conversation. You know, somebody sent me a quote that said, quarantine is when you restrict the movement of sick people tyranny is when you restrict the movement of healthy people. So very true.
You bet.
And that's government. Okay, that's government that does tyranny. That's your government. And when it happens to the city, county, state health, county health, you know, state level, that's where you say hard stop. You know, we did what we did last go around. Right or wrong, it's over. It's not happening now. It's not happening now. And I think the idea of any mask mandate from a government entity is just morally wrong. Again, healthcare workers, if the religious exemption or a healthcare exemption isn't something they feel comfortable using, are going to have to make a decision on these employee mandates. But that's a private entity and one that serves healthcare. I believe it's different because, again, the patient's at the top of the org chart. And I tell you what, as much as we might not think this, you got 20% of people who would rather die than take that shot, and I respect that. And you got 20% of people who send their kids to school with five masks wrapped around them and a bunch of afraid moms who want to bully every school board member. That's wrong. That's wrong. 60% of us somewhere in the middle of that spectrum need to say, whoa, wait a minute, let's have an adult conversation, and government should not chain us. Not this time. Not on our watch. No thanks. Get some calls in here. Joe Bismarck, your take. Go.
Hello, Scott.
Hi, Joe. Go.
Hey, just on a say that I think you're doing us a disservice by having Mike LeBeau on. If I wanted to watch Fauci CNN news, I would go watch CNN, but I don't. So I don't. I think you're doing a disservice, and I think a lot of the things he said are blatantly false. First of all, natural immunity is robust and long-term, and they ignore science of virology and viruses when they say that it isn't, and there's no proof otherwise. That is false, and they base that on a false PCR test, which we know now does not work, does not isolate COVID-19 from any other coronaviruses in your system. So when they say you're positive, there's really no proof of any of that.
So let me ask you this. If you're hospitalized because of COVID, that's probably a pretty good indication something's wrong. And if 90% of
COVID.
Pardon me?
I believe that COVID exists. Don't get me wrong.
No. So what I'm saying is that the statistics you shared today, that 90% of the people in the hospital, 75 statewide in North Dakota right now, that have COVID did not have the shot, and 98% of those that die did not have the vaccine. That's data I want to consider the situation. Are you questioning that data?
Absolutely questioning it. I think that's all a lie, and there's plenty of sites.
What motivation does Mike LeBeau, who saved lives for decades as a kidney doc in North Dakota, have to lie to us, Joe?
Do you believe that every doctor out there is a good doctor? Just like
I didn't say that. I asked you specifically about a doctor that leads Sanford Health Bismarck, is a kidney doctor who saved lives. What motivation he has to lie to us?
The same motivation that Fauci or CNN or...
Wait a minute. I'm not going to put Dr. Mike LeBeau in a category of a guy who one day says masks don't work and the next day says wear four masks. I think that's what's unfair. I'm putting this person out there for you to decide. Here's a texter that says, I've been exposed four times in the last year. And when I say exposed, I mean worked with those individuals for an entire day or more in close quarters. Explain why it would be beneficial for me to get a shot. Explain some downsides to the vaccine. I think you heard some from Dr. LeBeau, but again, I don't want to explain that to you. I'm a radio talk show host. I'm One Shot Scott. I put one toe in and took a toe out. I made a decision based on a conversation with my doctor. You should as well. Take in the data and make a decision. Don't let other people bully you one way or the other. Assess the data, decide who you trust, make a decision. Man alive, what's happened to us here? Frank in Aberdeen, your take on what's on your mind.
Yes, sir. I think the approach to vaccine by most people, the way you should think of it, and put more succinctly, is that it does not protect you from getting the virus. It only primes your immune system, whatever condition your individual immune system might happen to be in at that point in life. It primes your immune system to respond more quickly and more effectively. Now, how long the vaccine lasts for individuals is up in the air. And nobody knows that. None of us are the same, and none of us have the same immune systems. None of us respond exactly the same.
Right. Here's comfort I take, Frank. Good data, by the way. Thank you. This warp speed effort was led by Donald J. Trump to say, screw you, FDA. We're going to do this on a fast track, use private sector mentality, and we're going to give the American people a choice. I think that's something we should marvel in as a model on how you do it going forward. Doesn't mean I wouldn't be skeptical. Doesn't mean I would dig into the data. But if you go into this afraid to die, folks, you're living in fear. You got to remove the fear and decide who you trust and make a decision for yourself. I'm not afraid to die. Why, I'm one-shot Scott, and I'm going to do everything in my power to build up my immune system. That's a choice. We all need to do the same. Let's keep this conversation going. God bless.
Wind. It's everywhere in North Dakota. A permanent and abundant natural resource. An energy source we should harness. Wind Energy paid $11 million in property taxes and $19 million to landowners in 2019. 26 counties, 1,000 landowners, and 3,400 employees stand united in Wind Energy. Wind Energy, a permanent and abundant natural resource for North Dakota. For more information, see ndforallenergy.org.
North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday or call 628-1550. 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.